192,000 Ghana cedis is expected to be paid as compensation to people living within the Bui Hydroelectric Project transmission lines right of way. The transmission lines will run from Bui to Teselima, Kenyatti, Sunyai and Kintampo. The amount was arrived at after the Lands Commission evaluated and approved the payment for the compensation. This is made known by Deputy Minister of Energy, Manuel Amakofibua, when he answered questions in Parliament. Our correspondent, Augustus Okwei, is on the line with more. Welcome, Augustus.
Hello, Sally.
What exactly will this compensation cover?
Well, the compensation will be payment for the loss of property, crops and other economic trees.
What about those to be affected directly by the dam's construction?
Well, there is other compensation for those to be affected directly. That's those who are within the dam site, those who are within areas where they'll be inundated by the reservoir, and then areas that will be used for the resettlement of displaced persons from the two other areas. Now, this compensation will involve the construction of new buildings for those who are to be displaced, and then also the release of over 1 million Ghana cedis by the government. Now, the 1 million Ghana cedis was released in April this year for their crops and other economic trees that were lost as a result of the construction of the Bui Dam. Now, a total of 580 individuals will benefit from this facility or have benefited from this facility.
I guess, did you say anything about the lands acquired by the state and the executive instrument for the project?
Yes, he said that the compensation for the lands acquired under Executive Instrument 70 is yet to be done. And this is because the property and valuation and the processing are still ongoing. He noted that when it comes to the issue of lands, especially school lands, it becomes a bit dicey because of the litigations that might arise if proper due process is not taken. And so he made an example that the compensation for lands that were acquired since 1972 for the Bui project are still ongoing. And so as and when the Lands Commission has completed its work of evaluating and then looking at the cost of property and processing the land, then they can be certain as to exactly how much they are going to pay for the landowners, and funds will be made available when that comes up.
Is Parliament looking at any bill today? Please,
well, Parliament
shortly.
Parliament is currently looking at the University of Professional Studies Bill. It has been here for some time, and they are still looking at the amendments that will be done in their bill, and we're expecting them to take the third reading of the public health bill, but as of now, it has still not been done.
And thank you very much, Augustus. That was our correspondent, Augustus Okwei.
To effectively combat piracy and armed robbery within the country's maritime jurisdiction, the Ghana Maritime Authority will soon implement the Vessel Traffic Management Information System. It is an integrated electronic surveillance system intended to increase awareness to fight piracy. The Minister of Transport, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said this at the opening of a two-day conference on combating piracy in Accra. For the details, here's a report by Ernest Obi Enim and Vida SL.
The conference is being attended by ship owners, maritime security organizations, and oil and gas companies in the West Africa sub-region. It is focused on strategizing to deal effectively with piracy and armed robbery in the Gulf of Guinea and West Africa, which scares prospective investors. The Director General of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Peter Isaka Azuma, said in 2006 about 2,000 seafarers were taken hostage, and the total cost to the global economy is estimated at $12 billion. He said despite worldwide awareness of this threat and measures taken to stem the situation, it is becoming worse. Mr. Azuma, however, attributed a number of factors to the upsurge of this criminal business. These are lack of employment opportunities for the youth, ineffective border controls, illegal immigrants from travel ports, and maritime boundary disputes. He was hopeful that the outcome of the conference will help solve problems that hinder the fight against piracy. The Minister of Transport, Alhaji Collins Dauda, said Ghana depends greatly on shipping for its economic growth, and therefore any act of piracy and armed robbery in the country is viewed with concern.
Suppose it's dependent on shipping for its economic growth. Any act of piracy and armed robbery in Ghana's maritime jurisdiction is viewed with serious concern, since such acts ultimately result in deterring ships from visiting the country's ports, thereby affecting its international trade. It also scares away prospective investors in Ghana's oil and gas industry. The government of Ghana has therefore taken the steps, among others, to address piracy and armed robbery within its maritime domain. The Ghana Maritime Security Act 2004 has amended, which creates a legal framework for the effective enforcement of maritime security measures is in force. On fiscal patrols, the Ghana Navy, in collaboration with the Ghana Maritime Authority, undertake patrols to deter, interdict, arrest, and detain lawbreakers in our maritime jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Minister of Transport Alhaji Collins Dauda ending that report by Ernest Obinyeni via the ESL.